I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A man was arrested for stealing an ambulance that was parked outside of a Florida hospital emergency room.
Now, why did he do that? He was already at the hospital.
Well, police wanted to find out, too, and they were able to find the guy. They activated, I didn't know they had this, the ambulance's GPS tracking system. So apparently enough ambulances have been stolen. They're like, okay, we got to put these in there. They pulled him over. So he pulled over. He's like, okay, pulling over. And he told the officers, man, I just needed a car.
Okay.
That's it.
No.
Yeah, he was charged with grand theft auto and driving with a suspended license. If you need a car and steal one, like, I'm not saying you hijack somebody or, like, do that, but why would you take an ambulance? That's the most glaring thing. Like, what else would be worse than an ambulance? I'm thinking a fire truck would be pretty obvious.
Like a unicycle.
I think it's pretty genius. Like, who's going to pull over an ambulance?
Well, no one would. That's true. No one would pull over an
like,
ambulance.
Like, no cop is going to be like, oh, let's get that ambulance. They didn't put their blinker on.
Yeah, they won't do that.
You don't know that. What if there's a beef between the EMS and the police?
I don't think there is.
Woo-woo! That's true.
And this guy right here, he tried, but it didn't work out. Adam Vines from Connecticut decided he was going to pretend to be a cop. Why is it, like, I'm a dude, and there's guy things I like, but what are with these guys so infatuated with, like, wanting to be a cop? Like, why don't you go do the training and join the academy?
Yeah, that's what my little brother's doing right now in Plainfield. He's,
oh, really?
He's been applying for the Plainfield Police Academy, trying to do that.
We should have him come in here and taser you.
No.
That would be awesome.
No. No.
Well, this guy, Adam, decided, you know what? I'm going to pretend to be a cop. He wound up talking to a dude named Keith who was facing an impaired driving charge. I guess they just were striking up a conversation. Adam told Keith he was actually a state trooper who was on disability. So he must have hurt himself by working, you know, hard and protecting and serving. And he offered to clear up the charge. So that's pretty cool, right?
That's really nice.
I mean, it's like, you really don't deserve that. If you do something like drinking and driving, you got to, you know, face your crime. Thank God you didn't hurt anybody. But he said, listen, I just want a small thing in return. So kind of a bribe. What do you think he wanted in return to make a DUI erased?
A back rub?
That seems kind of cheap to me, but okay, a back rub, live the web girl.
A stolen badge.
Oh, so he could really be into the cop thing and do all that? No, all he wanted was some beers and shrimp cocktail.
Oh, see? Is he from Indy? Because hearing is he's in St. Elmo's.
That would have been a good place to go. Keith is like, wait a minute, that's a little bit suspicious. This guy wants some beers and shrimp cocktail. So he actually called the real cops to tell them, hey, this is what's going on. They ended up arresting Adam for impersonating a police officer.
Oh, okay.
Now, maybe I could see the charges getting dropped because he was honest and told the cops that, but that's your best alibi, faking a cop? Like, hey, man, I'll get you out of that DUI if you get me some shrimp cocktail. I really like that Harry and Izzy's and St. Elmo's. Really good.
It's just that good.
Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.